Keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. In the name of God, Source, Word, and Life-Giving Spirit. Amen. How to describe the year 2020? Unprecedented, strange, surreal. At the beginning of the year, my sister started a home renovation. Her contractor gutted the house in February, opened a large hole in the roof for a skylight, and then COVID hit. She waited a month and a half before they returned with the window. Then she waited for hours outside of IKEA to buy some furniture. Then she waited as supply chains got bogged down and international shortages, resulting in her appliances being perpetually on order. In September, her contractor wrote to her about the delivery of her fridge. "Waiting on fate," the email said. He quickly followed up with a correction: "Waiting on date," apparently a date sometime in January. But my sister remarked that fate was much closer to the truth of the matter. 2020 feels like a year when we are waiting on fate. When does COVID-tide end, Lord? It started in Lent, and you know we're now here in Advent. Waiting without knowing the day or the hour is uncomfortable, frustrating, and exhausting. And if we are not careful, we can become very discouraged. We get a touch of the complexity of waiting on fate in our readings today. The prophet Isaiah writes in despair that we all fade like a leaf, but also in hope that we are the clay of God our potter. Likewise, the psalmist brings us words of comfort. "Restore us, O God of hosts, show the light of your countenance," but also plunges us into sorrow. "You have fed us with the bread of tears. You have given us bowls of tears to drink." Even Jesus' words seem to offer little comfort. "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven." So what is our fate in 2020? Suffering, tears, and darkness, or comfort, restoration, and light? As Christians, we believe that the season of Advent tells us that the fate of humanity is bathed in the light of hope, joy, peace, and the love of a coming Savior. But if that is our fate, what is going on with our shocking readings? The Bible tells us that it is precisely there in our suffering, tears, and darkness that the God of grace will arrive. Advent invites us to enter our fate in darkness, in waiting, and in praying anew for the light. I want to take up waiting on fate in three ways today. First, to review Mark 13, the mini apocalypse, as some call it. Second, to situate this mini apocalypse in its historical setting. And third, to ask, what are the takeaways that we can draw from its message? My first point. Our gospel today is the second half of Jesus's longest speech in Mark's gospel, shot through with apocalyptic themes. It comes after some rather testy exchanges between Jesus and his opponents in Jerusalem that are recorded in chapter 12, and right before the passion narrative, which begins in chapter 14. The overall theme is clear. Jesus warns us to be alert, or as an older translation says, take heed as we wait for his return. We are invited into a position of watchfulness. So what are we to watch for? Prophets, signs of war, famine, hatred of the gospel, days of suffering are some of the options noted in this chapter, but I'm not so sure. This list is followed up with the statement that even with all these signs, we will not know when Jesus will return. No one knows, in fact, not angels, not Jesus, but only the Father. I find that confusing. Normally, when someone gives you the signposts to watch for, you expect that you will know when that event will begin. This just seems to say, all hell will break loose, but you still won't really know when I will return. It makes me conclude that watching for catastrophes is not really what Jesus wants us to watch for. My second point. Modern scholarship has helped us to better understand the historical context in which Mark's gospel was written. Mark 13 takes its shape in the context of a disastrous Jewish revolt against Rome from 66 to 70 AD, a war which at first was being won before being brutally lost. It resulted in over 1 million deaths, an entire region laid to waste, and the destruction of the temple, the heart of Jewish life. Rome's destructive power shattered and shocked Mark's world to the core. But it was also an internal war with different factions of the population in conflict about how to engage with Rome. Some wanted peace, others wanted war. The first readers of Mark's gospel are asked to watch for the hope proclaimed in Jesus in the midst of catastrophe. Asked to hear its hope, even as they listened from a position of suffering. Can you hear hope when a brother is betrayed by a brother or a child rises against their parents as people were forced to choose sides in this revolt? Can you hear hope as a terrified pregnant woman or a new mother nursing her infant when their husband is chopped down in battle? Can you hear hope as a refugee who has fled Jerusalem for the Judean hills as the city is laid to waste? The gospel says, even in all this calamity, Jesus' message goes forth. And I think that is really what they and we are watching for. Somewhere in, with, and through all that suffering, Jesus' message of hope in another way of life can still be heard. God's work runs deeper than any military conflict or the pandemic that we find ourselves in today. So what are we waiting for as we watch for Jesus' return? I think we are waiting for Jesus' message of love and justice to break into our lives. I think we are waiting for Jesus' message of spirit made flesh to transform our lives. I think we are waiting for Jesus' message of good news and great joy for all people to give hope in our lives. What is the gospel fate of Mark 13? Take heed, watch. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. That is our Advent takeaway. Advent is the perfect time to name the suffering, the tears, and the darkness of life, and to actively watch for Jesus to come to bring his words, words that give us comfort, words that give us restoration, and words that shine light on the path toward God and others. As we move into 2021, we are still waiting on fate. In a time of pandemic, many people are already in the shadows of suffering, anxiety, exhaustion, and grief. We are watching for a sign that normal will return, watching, waiting, wondering. Will church be open for Christmas? Will the congregation get to sing again in the new year? Will the sharing of the peace, coffee hour, or Caribbean night dances be back? What is our fate? Advent and Christmas remind us that Jesus will come in the shadows. And if we take heed, if we watch, we will hear the message of hope that rings out when all hope seems lost. The contractor phoned my sister last week. The fridge comes on Tuesday. Amen.